For the first time since the Second World War, a far-right party has emerged as the strongest force in Austrian politics. The Freedom Party leader, Herbert Kickl, said it had opened the door to a new era, but his path to power is still unclear. The Freedom Party won some 29% of the vote and is on course to hold 56 seats in the 183-seat parliament, but who'll work with this polarising and widely disliked leader. Amanda Prividelli is a Vienna-based journalist. Amanda, good morning. Will you talk us through these latest results in this election and what they say about the future government of Austria?
Good morning, Mary. Yes, as you said, we have the first time a far-right party since 1945 winning an election in Austria. And yeah, it's going to be difficult for them to find a coalition party. All other major parties have ruled out working with them, except for the ÖVP, which is the ruling party right now and the second highest voted party. The leader of that party, which is our chancellor Nehammer, he said he wouldn't work with Kika's FPO, so he wouldn't work with that particular leader, but didn't rule out the coalition with the party itself. But it's very unlikely that the main figure of the far-right party is going to resign because of that. So we will have a few weeks of very tough negotiation going on in the future here.
Well, tell us more about the rise of the Freedom Party and about this polarizing figure, their leader, Herbert Kickl.
Well, they have been in government before as a junior coalition party, but they went down in disgrace pretty much in 2017, 2019, when we had a major corruption scandal. And at that time, the leader of that party fell and had to resign. He was the vice chancellor. And that's when Kickl got to leadership of FPÖ. And from then on, he capitalized quite a bit through the main, you know, controversial times that we've had in Austria, particularly COVID times. So we've had pretty strict rules during COVID. We had pretty strict lockdowns. We had a vaccine mandate that the government didn't follow through on that, but we had it. And he got a lot of support during those times. And then it went on. It went on with strong policies, or defending strong policies against migration, particularly against asylum seekers. And with the war in Ukraine, he was also very much against Austria sending any help to Ukraine. With the inflation crisis, he also gained a lot of support. So he has been rising steadily for some years now.
And it is something we have seen in other European countries as well. And he aligns himself quite closely with Viktor Orban in Hungary. And you talked about the message that resonated with voters. And was that a message, as we've seen elsewhere, that seemed to resonate really strongly with younger voters?
Yes, that's something that has been happening here. He has a lot of young voters supporting him. The party has been really big on social media, using TikTok to, you know, get support, using this controversial state, because a lot of young people are searching for jobs and are suffering from inflation and having a hard time finding an apartment. Rentals have gone up. So he really resonates with these people just trying to start out their lives by saying, you know, pointing at someone and saying it's their fault. It's the government fault because they are spending money in Ukraine instead of spending money on you, because they're spending money on refugees instead of spending money on you. So he has this really strong Austria for Austrians, this very Nazi slogan going on that has been working with a lot of people.
Amanda Prividelli, Vienna-based journalist, thank you for joining us. It's coming up to 7:30.